There shall be showers of blessing. This is the promise of God. There shall be seasons refreshing, sent from the Savior above. Showers of round us are pouring, but for the showers made rain. There shall be showers of blessing, precious reviving again. Oh, over the hills and the valleys, over the abundance of rain, showers of blessing, oh, showers of blessing we need. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we need. Amen. There shall be showers of grant to us now a refresh.
Yes, Lord.
Come and I wanna dive in. Showers of blessing, showers of blessings we need. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we need, there shall be showers of blessing. Oh, that today they might fall. Powers to God we confess. Showers of blessings, showers of blessings we need. Blessing drops round us are falling, but for the showers we
I'll see.
know it rains. Because it rains, I can face the more. Because he lives, all fear is gone.
Well, my fear is gone.
Because I know,
I know, I know,
yes,
I know. Again, the cross.
Because he lives.
Oh, because he lives.
I can face tomorrow.
I can face any giant tomorrow.
Because he lives.
Oh, you live, you live,
you live. Oh, fear is gone.
Oh, my fear is gone.
Because I know.
I know.
My future and life is worth living just because Jesus lives.
Amen. Oh, this evening, do you have something to tell him?
Yeah.
Let us all pray. Let us all pray. Because he lives, we also live. He is the resurrection and life. And because he died on Calvary, because he paid the price, because he took away my sins, oh, today,
amen.
I can say, oh, yes,
hallelujah.
I'm alive. Because he lives.
Yeah.
Let us all just say, Lord, we thank you for the day.
Yeah.
Our going out and coming in. So, Lord, we want to thank you, Lord, this evening. We want to give you the praise. We want to give you the glory. We want to give you the honor. Because it has been your protection, Lord, that has seen us through the day. Oh, consider it, my brother. Consider it, my sister. In your working place, in your homes. Oh, many mercies he has given to us. Even, oh, the desire upon your heart. Oh, that you answered to the call to be in his house this evening. Just say, Lord, I thank you. I give glory to you. Oh, blessed be your name, Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you for the day so far. It has been, Lord, your protection. It has been your mercies. It has been your grace. It has been, Lord, how much you loved us, O God, that has seen us through, oh Lord, the day. And Father, even this evening, oh God, when you called, oh Lord, we heard our name, that you were calling us to come to your house, oh God. And here we are, Lord, in your presence, O God. Oh, there's nothing greater than it, O God, to be in your presence, Lord. So, Father, we say thank you, O God, for all that you have done, Lord. Father, right in your presence, we know the Lord Jesus is all going to be a blessing, Lord, unto us. We just give you the glory, Lord. Oh, he said in all things we should give thanks unto you. And so, Lord, this evening, all that you have done, Lord, we give the thanks and we give all the glory to you. Because, Lord, it is you that has seen us through, Lord. Blessed be your name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God, for this evening. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord. Oh, blessed be your name, Lord. Blessed be your name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you in Jesus' name. Oh, Heavenly Father, even as prayers has already been given, oh God. Oh, Lord, how I need you now, Lord. Oh, because you are our strength, Lord. Father, I believe the Lord Jesus, it will not be a man. It will be you, Lord Jesus, this evening. Oh, speaking to all of us, O God, to inspire us by your word, O God, that even, Lord Jesus, all what, Lord, we want, you want us to pray about, O God. Lord, the utterances will come from the Holy Spirit, Lord. So, Father, bless your word, O God, and make it a living bread, Lord, unto us. That will inspire us, O God, and lift us up, Lord, above all other things, Lord. That we will be closed, Lord, right in your presence with the curtains, Lord, falling behind us, Lord. In your holy presence, Lord Jesus, we stand now. Father, speak to us, Lord, as we sit at your feet. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God, Richie, bless you for coming. Brother, God bless you for praying for me. I need it so much. Praise the Lord. Amen. But let's quickly read our scripture first before we sit down. God richly bless you. Let's turn to Luke 17, 28 to 33. I know all of you have been praying for me. God richly bless you, brethren. God bless you richly. Luke 17, let's read from 28 to 33. Just as Brother Vegas came to take the topic for tonight, he said, this topic Pastor had preached it before. I said, oh, that's great. And we have it tonight for a prayer meeting tonight. Praise the Lord. Luke 17, 28 to 33. Let's hear the word of God. Likewise also, as it was in the days of Lot, they did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they builded. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. In that day, he which shall be upon the housetop and his staff in the house, let him not come down to take it away. And he that is in the fold, let him likewise not return back. Remember Lot's wife. Whosoever shall seek to save his life shall lose it. And whosoever shall lose his life shall preserve it. Amen. May the Lord add his blessings to the reading of his word. Amen. We see the scripture we've just read. Yes, it has many messages that can go along with it. But tonight, we are picking it in a way of a prayer meeting. And the topic is, remember Lot's wife. Remember Lot's wife. Amen. Amen. But meanwhile, I thank all of you for remembering me in prayer. Actually, it had been a long 2 days for me. Yesterday, I went for the medical test yesterday. That's a Tuesday. And just because I wanted to be here on Wednesday, I decided to take the last flight, which was available to Brussels, because I couldn't get a direct flight, and I had to. It was very expensive also to come directly, very, very expensive. So yesterday night, I passed the night at the Brussels airport, just sitting in a chair, because all the chairs were occupied. Many people passing the night at the airport. So just seated on a chair till daybreak, no sleep. Amen. And then this morning, we were expecting our flight to be by 9:50 in the morning. Then it was announced that our flight would be delayed for 1 hour.
Oh.
And then 10 minutes later, they said another 1 hour again. So 2 hours, 5 minutes, our flight was delayed. I was so tired. And eventually, we took off. And as we neared Dublin, we were coming down, the announcement came again. Said because our flight was an unscheduled flight, we had to hang in the air for about 25 minutes to 10. Oh, amen. I said, look, Satan, whatever you do, I will come down. Amen. So we had to go around for about 25 minutes before we came down. I said, Satan, you are ashamed. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So we tell the Lord that we are all back again together in the name of the Lord. Praise God. I thank you very much. For the results, I had to leave it for my son Daniel to push it back to me, because I couldn't wait till the following day to take the results. So I thank all of you for remembering me in prayer, and I thank the Lord for giving me genesis that back. So this evening, let's look at the topic, remember Lord's wife. Remember Lord's wife. In the message book, Jehovah Jireh, part 3, the prophet says something here. He said, Jesus strictly said, remember Lord's wife. So Jesus strictly said that, remember Lord's wife. So, what did she do that Jesus would wanted us to what? To remember Lord. What did she do that Jesus was said that we should remember Lord's wife? Was she a good example of a wife? Or was she a good example of a mother? Or was he one who feared God, even as Job? See? We know Job, a man who was perfect and upright, and who feared God and eschewed what? Evil. But what of Lot's wife? Praise God. Was there any kind of some kind of virtue in this woman that Jesus said, remember Lot's wife? Praise God. And we know that it is a big no. There is no virtue in her that we should remember. But Jesus said, remember Lot's wife. It was what? A warning to us. Amen. It was a warning. Warning us, because this woman was an image of what? Disobedience. Praise God. You know, our prayer meetings, we have our normal topics that we speak about. We pray about the needs of this house, for jobs, for documents, for houses, for the fruit of the womb. These are the topics. Anytime we come here, we look unto and pray, believing that our God has already done it for us. But we will continue praying because he said, pray unceasingly. And we will continue praying every day. But today, we are looking at something. Let us sometimes give a little stop and examine ourselves. Praise the Lord. And so tonight, we're just going to examine ourselves. But alongside, we will what? We will still put our prayers, what we have been praying, the needs of this house also. But tonight, we are going to examine ourselves. Because Jesus said, remember Lot's wife. And we know that there was nothing good in her to be remembered. But Jesus said it in the form of what? A warning to us. And that warning is what? It's disobedience. See? So let me read something from the book Jehovah Jireh, the paragraph 75. Let me read something from there. He said, Jesus said, search the scriptures. Because Jesus is now wanting us to know who are the people that are obedient to his word. Praise God. He said, search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life. See, and they are they that testify of me. You ought to know the hour. Praise God. Praise the Lord. If we just believe that being believers, that means we have eternal life. Brother, let us reconsider the whole thing again. Because the scripture says it is them that testify. You see, testify of me. Not merely being what? A Christian. Praise the Lord. But those that what? Testify of him. And where he said you ought to know the hour, that's where I just wanted to draw something for our prayer meeting tonight. That's Lot's wife should have known the hour. Praise the Lord. When the message came to her to come out of Sodom, she was supposed to have what? Known the hour. My brother, that's the same thing. We are supposed to know what? The hour that we're living in. Because that hour, when the message came, come out of them. Praise the Lord. That was the message that came. And that's the same message that we have in this our time. Come out from among them. That same message came toward Lot and his family. Praise the Lord. And so that was a time Lot's wife should have known that it was an hour of what? Desperation. An hour of desperation. And at the same time, it was an hour of grace. Amen. The same we have it. Because he said, as it was in Lot's day, so shall it be in this our time. So the message come out was a desperate one. And the same desperation we are in now, my brother, looking at what the situation and how the world is today, is the same kind we need to throw ourselves into that same what kind of desperation. Because there is going to be what? A destruction. Amen. And it is what the message was, what a message of grace. The same also, this end time message is a message of what? Grace. Because nothing good we have done, but it's all grace that God had known us before the foundation of the world. And that is calling us out. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Because Sodom and Gomorrah, God had already pronounced what? Death. The penalty of sin. He has already pronounced it. And this world, the same thing has been already pronounced. We are living in what? Period of grace, my brother, my sister. The dispensation of what the Gentiles is over. Amen. Because we have received the message to come out. And all what we are waiting now is what? Christ to come and take his own away. Praise God. He said, come out from among them. See, knowing, look at the way how Abraham pleaded for their sake. Amen. Abraham pleaded for their sake. The same like what Christ, the blood of Jesus Christ, was what had paid the price also for us. See, Abraham asked God, he said, will thou destroy the righteous with the wicked? Are you going to destroy the righteous with the wicked? He said, no. But how can he find what righteous? As the last time we heard, he said, when I come, I am not coming to see what? Would I find what faith? See, so Abraham even asked God, if there are 50 people in Sodom and Gomorrah who are righteous, are you going to destroy? He said, no. Abraham, you know the story already. Abraham came down -5. He said, no, another -5. He said, God, don't be annoyed with me. What about 30? What about 25? What about 20? What about 15? What about 10? Still, I said, Then Abraham knew that something has gone wrong over there. He had what? Lot. And he has more than what? His family more than 10. All people and his servants and everything, they are more than 10. So Abraham had to what? Plead the way of what? Lot. And so the message that came to them was a message of grace. Come out from among them. Amen. Message of grace. But here, we are going to look at one thing the prophet said about reasoning. Reasoning against the word of God. Not reasoning with the word of God, but reasoning what? Against the word of God. That was exactly what happened in the beginning. That Eve reasoned with what? With the word of God. So let me read something from paragraph 76. He said, and notice another. While we are on it, Lot, Jesus said himself, said, remember Lot's wife. Said, if the word isn't so important, if reasoning is all right, when did the angel said to Lot and his family, go to Zoar, but don't look back, and Lot's wife, on a little insignificant thing, has to turn and look back, but it was contrary to the word. She turned to a pillar of what? Salt. Praise the Lord. God has given his word. We must give it what? A total obedience. Amen. Total obedience. He has spoken. Go out, don't look back. And then the prophet is saying that it was what? Just a little insignificant thing. Just turn a little to look back. He said it was contrary to the word of God. Amen. Contrary to the word of God. Oh, so there's nothing like the word of God. Oh, a little or something, if I do it a little. That's reasoning. It's contrary to the word of God. He said for that reason, she turned to be what? She turned to a pillar of salt. Then you say, telling women about cutting their hair, wearing clothes, God said, don't do it. You follow the word. Amen. Follow the word. Said, Lord had no doubt a nice wife, but she didn't follow the commandment of the Lord. See? Eve was a good woman, but she didn't follow the commandment to the word. Just reasoned what? A little with. Oh, yes, sir. So he gave examples. He said, like we said, isn't it reasonable for us to do this? That's what the prophet said. Isn't it reasonable, Brother Branham, that we should do this? Huh? No, I'm an American citizen. I have the right to do whatever I want to. That's my American privilege. As normally sometimes we talk about our rights. He said, if your American privilege, but if you are a Christian, your Christian privilege, he said, for by Christian, you are a sheep. And a sheep for feast is right. Praise the Lord. So we never go to what? Think about, oh, I have the right, or this is my rights, I have to do this. If it is contrary to the word of God, my brother, leave it. Because he said, if you are a Christian, you are like a sheep. And the sheep will do what? Sheep forfeits his rights. Amen. Amen. And Christian always forfeits their national rights of his country, and you are become what? Your Christian rights. You follow your what? Your Christian rights. Praise the Lord. So Lot's wife merely looked back. See, he merely looked back. He looked over her shoulder. Eve merely stopped for a moment. See, all of them, they reasoned about what? The word of God. God turned that righteous man, Lot's wife, to a pillar of salt by just a bitty thing. Just disobeying his commandments is just enough. You see, as tonight, as I'm saying, we got to what? Examine ourselves tonight and see if there are things that we just overlook them and think, it doesn't mean anything. My brother, it means a lot. My sister, it means a lot. That she turned to a pillar of salt and it stands there yet today as an example that God means what he says. Praise the Lord. God means whatever he says, he stands for it. Nothing will work. Nothing will change it. Praise God. So, let's look at Abraham. Let's compare now. Lot's wife. My brother and my sisters, you came later. The topic for tonight is remember Lot's wife. Remember Lot's wife. And remembering Lot's wife, we know that Lot's wife, there is nothing good. Is there anything good in her for us to remember? There is nothing good in her for us to remember. But when Jesus said, remember Lot's wife, it was what? A warning to us. Because she was a woman of what? Disobedience. Praise the Lord. And he said, as it was in the days of Lot, so it will be in this our day. And so that kind of what? A little something here, a little something here. The prophet said, it's just and a little insignificant something. Turning just a little, but it was what? Contrary to the word of God. Praise the Lord. So there is nothing like, let us do it. If as long as it is contrary to the word of God, my brother, let it stay off. And so we are looking at what? The obedience to the word. Amen. We are looking at obedience to the word. So reading from paragraph 66, he said, now let's look at Abraham. So now it will be what? Remember Abraham. Praise the Lord. It's rather we go to what? Remember Abraham. Here is what? We are learning something. But remember Lot is a warning to us. When Jesus said, remember Lot's wife, it's a warning. It's telling you that that woman was what? A woman of disobedience. Praise God. And so now we can tell ourselves that remember Abraham. Oh, yes, sir. And let's read something about Abraham here. He said, now Abraham, one thing I want you to notice. He obeyed God's word to the letter. Amen. He obeyed God's word to the letter. He said, always remember that. The prophet said, always remember that. So, brethren, let's remember that. So, always remember that. That Abraham obeyed God to the letter. And we are the seed of Abraham. So we go to obey God's word to the letter. And the prophet said, always remember that. He said, that's my message. Amen. That's my message. You must obey the word. So tonight, that's the message. Obey the word. Our topic, though, is what? Remember Lot's wife. We are remembering her that she was a woman of disobedience. Praise God. But here, looking here, he said, now, Abraham, he said, I want you to notice, he obeyed God to the letter. And always remember that. That's my message. You must obey the word. And knowing anything contrary to it, praise the Lord, leave it alone. It may look good, but don't reason against God's word. Amen. Remember Lot's wife. Don't reason against the word of God. Remember Lot's wife. Because she reasoned against the word of God. So that's the first thing Satan did. Was reason against God's word to Eve. And she never doubted it, see. She just reasoned. Amen. Satan reasoned it for her. And so he said, and that is the way they do today. So today that same spirit is what? Is here. Like, isn't it reasonable that we should do this? Isn't it reasonable? Said, if it is against God's word, leave it alone. It is the voice of Satan. Amen. Amen. If it is what? If it is against God's word, he said, leave it alone because it is what? It is from Satan. And then the prophet said in paragraph 80, he said, these things was for our example. Amen. These things are for what? Are for our example. That's why I said tonight, we're going to examine ourselves. So these things are for our example. Seeing that we are compassed about with such a great cloud of witnesses. These are all witnesses for us. Amen. They are all witnesses. Ruth is a Lot's wife is a witness that she was a woman of disobedience. And her end was what? Was death. So it is what? It's witnessing against you not to take that same road. Then we have Abraham who obeyed God to the letter. These are what? These are witnesses that are compassed about us with such a great cloud of world witnesses. He said, we are to lay aside every sin. What is sin? He said, unbelief. Amen. Amen. Unbelief. So my brother, even in our prayer, requesting something from God, if you allow unbelief to come in, my brother, my sister, is contrary to God. Because all that we need is what? To believe what we ask, what we seek. Just believe it. Amen. Not looking at what? The circumstances. Just believe it. Amen. So he said, what is sin? It's unbelief. He said, every sin, every unbelief of God's word that does so easily beset us. My brother, my sister, let's look at it tonight. What are the things that easily besets us? Praise God. Lord's wife, remember Lord's wife? She just turned a little, just a little, to see what was going behind her. But that was not the word. The order said, don't look back, and God stands by his word. You see. He said, God turned that righteous man, lost his wife, to a pillar of salt. Just a little bitty thing, you see. Just disobeying the word of God. Brethren, let's look at what we've read about Abraham. Now let's look at somebody like Noah, because it was in Noah's day also, Noah and Lot's day. And from there, let me just read, because I was just on the road coming, and I took this book from my shelf over there and started reading. I said, well, Lord, when I arrive, we'll just look through this and pray tonight. Amen. Let's look at Noah. He said, Noah, look at Noah. After God had had him to preach 120 years, right in the midst of a great scientific world than we got today. Those days, they were great scientific times. The people, even the prophet said, than today. And he gave reasons. He said, sure, they built pyramids. We couldn't build them. They built pyramids that we can't build them today. With all our machineries, all these cranes, big cranes, it cannot even carry those what? Those stones that have been cut, some up to what? 40 tons. How were they able to arrange all these stones? Human labor. Oh my. Praise the Lord. Today, with all our increase in knowledge and scientific things, with all these earth-moving machineries and everything, we cannot build all these pyramids. See? So we couldn't build them. They built Sphinx. We couldn't build them. They embalmed bodies to make them look natural yet today. Hey! Embalmed body, 4,000 years. Can this our time scientists do something like that? No, sir. He said, we can't do it. They had dyeing as coloring. They had dye that they could put in things. They had a dye that they could put in things that the coloring for 4,000 years had never changed. Oh. They can what? Make a dye and make coloring. 4,000 years, it will maintain that same color. Today, every maybe 2 years or 3 years, people have to still do some renovation about their homes and everything. The paints are all what? They are all washed out. Amen. The prophet was saying that it was a greater scientific world. See? So that's why the scripture is saying, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in this our day. Amen. He said, as it was in the days of Noah, and Noah, in that scientific world, preaching that rain is going to fall from heaven. Just imagine, rain is going to fall from heaven in that scientific world. Telling them that rain is coming from heaven. It looks so ambiguous. Amen. It looks so ambiguous. How could rain come from heaven? Amen. And today, our prophet also is saying, California is going to calve in. It looks so ambiguous when you tell the scientists. It looks so ambiguous to them. Praise the Lord. And he's going to do it. It's coming. You see. Then the prophet said, and when you see prophets rising, you better watch. Judgment is on its road. When you see prophets rising, like in this our day, we had Malachi 4, then judgment is on its road. Amen. So then Noah preaching and the people turning it down and laughed. See? They laughed at his face. How could it be? Amen. But the thing is, they said, the prophet said, they received their last warning. The last warning they received was when the people should have really begin to what? See something. But they were so dumb. When animals in pairs, male and female, they started entering what? Into the ark. It wasn't Noah that went to the forest to drive them in. No, sir. Amen. But just watching every animal, male and female, they just entered into the ark. People were watching this. And the prophet said that was their last sign. Amen. That was their last sign that truly it was going to rain. Animals from the bush, from the forest, in pairs, they were entering to the ark. That should have told the people something. But they still never want to obey the word of God. See? There he was. Said, Noah obeyed God. See? He said, here comes the animals, two by two, male and female parrots, male and female sparrows, male and female goat, male and female sheep, lion, tiger, all that breathing breaths upon the earth entered into the ark. And Noah said, that is your last sign. Amen. And we have received our last sign also, brethren. Praise the Lord. The time is very close. Amen. See, there he was. Noah obeying what? God. No matter what the world say, he listened to God. He was a prophet. He entered into the ark and God closed the door behind him. Amen. Now let us look at a group of people. The borderline believers. The prophet said the borderline believers said, anyway, there might be some truth in what Noah is preaching. So you know what we will do. Huh? Let us always be near the ark. Huh? Let us always be near the ark. Immediately you see that it starts raining, then we'll go and knock, and Noah will open to us. Because Noah is a what? A kind-hearted man. See? They will never enter. Huh? Borderline Christians. They just stand by, just like what? They got to the promised land, the 10 elders. They went in and came back. They said, we can never take the land. Borderline Christians. Amen. See? So let us stay by the ark. And if it starts raining, we'll just go and knock. Noah is a kind-hearted man. He will do what? He will open the door for us. You see, that was what they were doing. Now listen to what the prophet said here. He said, let's go up and stand around. And if it does start raining, we will knock on the door. Because he's a kind-hearted old man. He will open the door. You see? Sometimes you are looking at the messenger instead of what? The message. Amen. Sometimes you are looking at what? The messenger instead of what? The message. We've got a prophet who will never take the glory to himself. He always gives the glory to God. He said, healing, if only I can heal all of you, why not? I will do it. But it takes what? It's Christ that does the healing. Amen. He always points Oh, hallelujah. So in this our day, when people begin to say, I know I did this, I did that, I did this. Oh, my brother, my sister, you never did anything. It has to take what? Christ. Amen. And so here the prophet, look at what the prophet even is saying here. He said, people look at the messenger instead of what? The message. Amen. It's the message. He is what? The vessel. Through him, God has spoken his word. But now the people are looking at what? Looking at Noah. That Noah is a kind-hearted man. He will open the door when we knock. And they have forgotten what? The message which was calling them to enter. Amen. He said, there is a dividing line that's drawn between belief and unbelief. So tonight, my brother, you have to know where you are standing. There is a drawing line that's drawn between what? Belief and unbelief. And you are either come on one side or the other. There is a drawing line. So we go to ask ourselves, where am I standing? Have I entered in? Or am I still outside? Tonight, that's what I wanted us to do. Remember Lot's wife. Amen. That she was a disobedient woman. But we are looking at what? Some people here who were obedient. Let's look at Abraham again. Abraham, when also he was called out. Amen. The scripture says he was called out. By faith, he obeyed. Amen. And went out not knowing where he was going. Praise the Lord. And he sojourned in what? Strange land. Living in what? Living in tents. He never looked back. Praise the Lord. He never looked back. Because looking back, why? He was living in his father's house. He had everything. Now look at where he was what? Just because God had called him, come out, he just came out. He never knew where he was going, sojourning in what strange land, living in tents and tabernacles. Oh, dry lands and all those of things. He never looked back. Amen. He never looked back. But rather, he was what? He seeked for a city. Amen. Amen. He seeked for a city whose builder and maker was God. Never look back. My brother, my sister, look. Never look back. Look straight unto Christ. Praise the Lord. He never looked back. Let's look at someone like Job. A man who was perfect and upright. Who feared God and eschewed what? Evil. He had everything. Even Satan himself said it. That is because you have given him everything. And everything was taken away from him. Satan took everything. And the end even brought boils all over the body. Oh my. Job never looked back. Say, oh, why God, why have you made me like this? Before I wasn't like that. Oh no, sir. But Job, he said, though after my skin worms will destroy this body, I know that day I will what? In my flesh I will see my Redeemer. Praise God. He never looked back. Let's look at what? Ruth. And so we can say, remember Ruth. Remember Job. Remember Abraham. Remember Noah. Because looking at them, we can what? we can build our faith also. But when it becomes, look at Lot's wife, it's a warning. Amen. That tells you about disobedience. Praise God. Let's look at Ruth, for instance. Ruth, the two of them, and she and Orpah, they came, look at the promise. They look at the whole situation. Orpah went back. She looked back at what? Her people. But Ruth said, I will go with you. Wherever you go, I will go with you. Wherever you dwell, that's where I will dwell. Your people will be my people. Amen. Your God will be my God. Where you die, that's the same I will die. And that's the same place I will be buried. Oh, praise the Lord. He looked forward, never looked back. My brother, my sister, if sometimes you sit down and begin to count things, how you were, or what the great, great things that you have gone through, sweet things. Hey! Don't do that. Amen. Don't look back at what your previous years. Look forward towards Christ. Say, before, I was like this, I was like this. Yes, myself. If I everybody had sweet times somewhere behind. Amen. But my brother, my sister, never look back on those things anymore. Look how your faith will rise up towards what? To Christ, Jesus Christ. Amen. The past is gone. Those sweet times is gone. Amen. They were all what? Evil. They were leading you to death. There was nothing good in those things. It was leading you to death. Let's look forward. Amen. So let's look at it. It said, Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. Amen. And look at what? Job said what? I clothe. My clothing is what? Righteousness. I clothe myself with what? Righteousness. Oh, hallelujah. He said, Abraham, he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, as true reasoning, see? But was strong in faith, giving glory to God. In all that situation he was going through, he still gave glory to God. And then, that's always, I say, I so much love. He said, and so being fully persuaded. Oh, my brother, my sister, we need to reach that point whereby we are persuaded. Oh, yes, sir, persuaded. When you are persuaded, my brother, my sister, nothing can change you. He was fully persuaded. Oh, yeah. That what he had promised, he was able to what? To perform. Amen. Be persuaded tonight, my brother, my sister. And whatever promise you have chosen as your way of life, he is able to do it. He's able. Amen. And so at the same time, if there is something that is besetting you, that also, say, Lord, I'm weak in here. I need you to strengthen me here. Amen. This is my weakness. Just, Lord, this is my weakness. Help me, Lord, to stand firm. I want to be strong in this area. That's where I'm weak. Amen. My prayers, I'm becoming prayerlessness. I find it difficult to pray, Lord, on my own. Lord Jesus, I need your strength, Lord. I want, Lord, the quickening power to quicken me. The Lord, always the desire, Lord, to go down on my knees, Lord. I will just feel it that I need to do something, oh God. That I cannot do anything apart from what? To be praying, Lord Jesus. And so increase, Lord, my faith, Lord. To get down on my knees and be praying, Lord. That's where my weakness lies, Lord. I need a quickening power tonight to quicken me. Oh, what else has been your weakness? Things that have been what? This easily besets you. Tonight, let's what? As we said, we are going to examine ourselves. Look at what? Look at Lot's wife. Let us not be. It's a warning when Jesus looked at Lot's wife. It's a warning. She's a woman of all disobedience. The scripture tells us that pray unceasingly. Do you do it? Do I do it? I ask myself also, do I do it? Praying unceasingly. Amen. Quench not the spirit. Praise the Lord. Do I quench the spirit in any way? Lord, Father, I pray tonight. I've searched myself. I know the Lord, these are the things that easily besets me. I need your quickening power. I will need, Lord Jesus, for you to lift me up above everything that draws me out of the way, Lord. Look at Lot's wife, disobedience. But tonight, we are not looking at Lot's wife. We are looking at Abraham. We are looking at Noah. We are looking at Ruth. We are looking at Job. These are the people who never looked back. They never tend to look back. Amen. Abraham, his situation, think of it. Had the soul, everything around him, called out. Then in a word, living in tents. Oh my, he never looked back. To go back to where he was. Praise the Lord. So tonight, this admonition, let's now, see, let me read the last thing here as about Noah. He said, now, let's look at Noah's situation now. He said, so, the second day, what a disappointment that was to Noah and the church. When he told them God is going to destroy the world. But you know how long he sat it out there. Amen. God said, go into the ark. And he went into the ark. He said, 7 days, nothing happened. Testing. See? Then on the eighth day, oh, see, he is always there. His word will never return to him void. It will accomplish. It will establish. On the eighth day, there was darkness all over the earth. Great big drops begin to fall from the sky. And water begin to pour. And the fountains were broke up. The streets were filled up with water. People knocked at the door. But Noah couldn't even hear them. Amen. And she floated above the highest hills. And all without what? The ark, they perished. Amen. See? Those border lines, they truly, they were waiting when it started raining. They went to knock. See? But it wasn't Noah's power there. God has what? Closed the door. It is over. Amen. God testing Noah to see if he would try to climb out through the window. Because God had closed the what? God had closed the door. So he was testing him. The windows are opened. Whether he will just, let me just come out. Amen. Testing whether he will come out through the windows. See. Oh, I like the prophet. Said he was testing Noah to see if he would try to climb out of the window or something. After he had already made the promise, he said, Noah sat it out. Amen. Amen. See, that's what we... So, remember Noah. Amen. That's it. When you have got the promise, and you know it's a promise, stay with it. Amen. Abraham had to be tested. He stayed with the promise. Amen. So if you have already taken a promise of God that God is able to do something in your life, stay with it and believe it. Amen. Brother, my sister, it will come to pass. it will come to pass. It can never fail because he had never failed. There's one thing God can never do. He can do everything. God can do everything, but one thing he can never do, he can't fail. He can't fail. Amen. So tonight, the musicians, please, you start coming as we have 30 minutes. To now, tell the Lord tonight, I'm looking at Abraham. I'm remembering Abraham tonight. I'm remembering Noah tonight. I'm remembering Ruth. Amen. I'm remembering Job. Praise the Lord. I'm remembering Abraham. The Lord, help me, Lord. Strengthen me. I am weak, Lord. My prayers have been so lazy of late, Lord. Father, I need a quickening. Amen. I surrender all to you, Lord Jesus. Oh, I'm looking for a job, Lord. I know you said you will provide all our needs according to your riches in glory. I believe it. There's a promise. I believe it. Amen. Whatever you're looking for. Yes, sir. Oh, even as I've come now, maybe this coming Saturday, I'll have to go to Drogheda to look for a house. Amen. I know there is a house over there already prepared, which I need to move in as immediately as possible. In Jesus' name, because he said I should ask, it shall be given unto me. I should seek, I will find it. And if I knock, it will be open to me. That's the promise I believe. It is yea and amen. He can never fail. Oh yes, my brother, let's take that faith. As already we've said that faith knows only one thing. Faith knows one thing. Amen. Do you remember? Faith knows one thing. What is it? Oh, you've forgotten? God says so. And that settles it. Amen. Faith knows one thing. God says so and that settles it. Faith has no hindrance. Gather your faith, Lord. My brother, my sister, let your faith be strong. Amen. Your own is what? Just believe, believe. Say yes, yes. Amen. Looking for the fruit of the womb. A yes. Because he said, there won't be barrenness in my house. I believe it. That's your promise. Amen. Tell doubts to get out. Can you throw yourself into that situation where your faith will let you believe everything that is God's promise? Oh, yes, sir. Surrender everything. Just surrender. Don't look at the circumstances and other things. That's the way Abraham did. Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Will you do it tonight? Amen. Testimonies. I have them plenty. Amen. Praise God. You won't believe it. Brethren, let's throw ourselves into that kind of faith. Amen.
Amen.
Throw yourself into it. And you see, amen, how God will be so doing his own work, not you anymore. Praise the Lord.
Kumbaya, my Lord. Kumbaya.
And so it is not to look at the lost wife. No. Remember lost wife. No, sir. Tonight is remember Abraham. Remember Job. Remember Ruth. Remember Rebecca. Remember Noah. Remember Abraham. Remember Noah. They believed God. They believed God. So whatever request, whatever is upon your heart, look at Abraham. Look at Abraham. Remember Abraham. Whatever is on your heart tonight, they are our example. They are all witnesses around us. My brother, faith,
my Lord,
faith, faith. God says so, and that settles it. Oh yes, the same yesterday, today, and forever. One thing he can never do. He can never fail. For you to receive. It's there for you to receive.
Kumbaya. 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 My Lord.
When the deep collect unto the deep, there must be a deep to respond.
Kumbaya.
The deep in you.
Oh Lord.
There's abundance.
Once crying, Lord, kumbaya.
Oh, the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Someone's crying, Lord,
what he has done before, he will do it again, again, and again, and again. Lay it before him and believe it. Believe it.
Kumbaya, my Lord. Kumbaya, kumbaya, my Lord, kumbaya.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Kumbaya,
thank you, the Lord.
Kumbaya.
Whatever, even before we open our mouths, Lord, you know all our requests, Lord Jesus.
Someone's
tonight, Lord,
crying,
meet each and everyone tonight, Lord. According to your grace, according to your riches, according to Lord Jesus, your word, according to your promises that has never failed, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Oh Lord, kumbaya. Yes, sing it once again. Oh
kumbaya, my Lord.
Oh kumbaya,
kumbaya,
my Lord. Faith now. Lay your word. Lay your request before him tonight. Now, just ask. Just ask. Just ask. 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 He's here. He's here. What's in your heart? Look, remember Abraham. God never failed him. Remember Abraham? He believed God. He believed God. Even when he requested that, go and sacrifice Isaac. Abraham. He never reasoned. He didn't reason. Reasoning is what? Disobedience. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord Jesus. We believe it to God. We believe it, Lord Jesus. We believe it to God. We believe it, Lord, that it's answered. That's where our faith stands, Lord. We believe it to God. And we come back, Lord, to testify that that night when the Spirit, your own Spirit, gave the utterances, Lord, for us to act, Lord, it has been given. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Musicians, are you ready? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Faith tells us so.
Just a closer walk with thee.
Jesus is my plea. Walking close to thee. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be.
I am weak, but thou art strong.
Jesus, keep me
forward.
Our desire is fire as low. As I walk, let it go close to thee.
Just a closer walk with thee.
Oh, granted, Jesus is my plea. Daily walking close to thee. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be. World of toils and snares. If I falter, Lord, who can?
Only you can.
Oh, with me my burden shake. Nobody, dear Lord, nobody.
Just a closer walk with thee.
Granted, Jesus is my plea. Oh, daily walking close to thee. Oh,
let it be,
dear Lord.
My fever life is over.
Time for me will be no more. gently save me, O Lord, to thy kingdom shore, to thy shore.
Just a closer walk with thee,
walk with thee.
Grant that Jesus is my plea.
Walking close to thee, let it be, dear Lord, let it be.
One more time.
Oh, just a closer walk with thee. Granted, Jesus is my plea. Close today, let it be, dear Lord, let it be.
Let's have a word of prayer.
Heavenly Father, just singing this song, O Lord.
Amen.
Like song says, O Lord, just a closer walk with thee.
Amen.
Lord, we came from busyness of life.
Yes.
But song says, just a closer walk with thee.
Amen.
Thinking about Mary, O Lord.
Yes.
Maybe they've been busy, O Lord, thinking what will bring tomorrow, O Lord.
Mm.
Her sister, she was preparing food, busy, O Lord. Like sometimes we are, O Lord. But she sat at your feet, O Lord.
Amen.
She calmed her down just to pay attention what you
yes.
had to say, O Lord.
Amen.
Lord, help us like this song says.
Amen.
Just to close a walk with thee.
Yes, Lord.
Just
Jesus.
To realize
that's our prayer,
that
Lord.
In your presence, O Lord, if we can calm down.
Amen.
That we can pay heed.
Yes,
O
Lord
Jesus. That you can speak to us, O Lord.
Yes.
Sometimes I realize because of busyness of life, O Lord, I can't calm myself, O Lord, but I need your help. O Lord.
Amen.
That you will help me, that you will speak directly, O Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Like disciples when they've been going out of sight, busy fighting with waves and different things, O Lord, and you gave peace, speaking peace, O Lord.
Hallelujah.
O Lord, help us
yes, Lord
to hear your voice even this evening, O Lord. Speak to our lives,
Amen.
O Lord. Come down and change us, O Lord.
Yes,
when
Lord
we are
Jesus.
Leaving this place, O Lord, we want to go with you, O Lord. With you, knowing, O Lord, that you are with us. You promised in your word that you're going to be with us.
Amen.
O Lord, sometimes we go here and there and we see that you took care of us. O Lord, we want to commit our future into your hands.
In the
like
name
that song
of Jesus
says,
Christ.
Because you lives, I can face tomorrow.
Amen.
O Lord. We are going by faith
Amen.
Into tomorrow. That you will provide our tomorrow.
Amen.
Lord, our children's tomorrow.
Amen.
Oh Lord, help us that we will not lose vision, oh Lord.
Yes, Lord.
That
Jesus.
We will remember Lot's wife.
Amen.
She was busy also, oh Lord.
Mm.
She was busy with life.
Mm.
She didn't pay attention what angels told them, oh Lord.
Yes.
They told them, run to safety, oh Lord.
Mm.
Help us to apply your word.
Amen.
When we go out of this building, that we will apply, that we believe what we heard, O Lord.
Amen.
You speak to us, O Lord, once more, like David says, you spoke once, but I heard twice.
Mm.
Speak
you,
to us,
Jesus.
O Lord,
Amen.
Until something will happen within
Amen.
Us, O Lord.
Amen.
O Lord, we just want to say, Lord, we need you.
Yes, Lord.
We need you. And Lord, we want to glorify your name with
yes,
that.
Lord
that
Jesus.
We submit into your hands our life, our families, and help us that we can be good testimony around
in
where we
the
are.
Name
in
of
workplaces,
Jesus.
in our neighborhood, O Lord, yes. For our families, O Lord. Help us that people can see more Christ in us.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
We ask you, O Lord, you send us prophet. You send us word revealed in this age, like our brother Andrew was preaching, O Lord, even last Sunday, that you send us something that these people around, they don't have it, O Lord. We are so thankful that you stored food for us.
Amen.
Feed us, O Lord.
Amen.
We just ask you that you will lead us, guide us. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we ask. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. God richly bless you, brother. God bless you. Let's sing one chorus and then.
Shall live.